Ever feel like you're just totally like drowning in all the stuff you got to do to market your business?
Oh, tell me about it.
Right? Never ends.
Like you're constantly juggling, and then someone hands you like three more chainsaws.
And you're juggling them with like no hands even?
Exactly.
Just like, how do you even?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And that's where AI comes in, right?
Hopefully to save the day.
Yes,
Okay.
exactly. Like AI is showing up saying like, "Hey,
Put down those chainsaws.
I got you. Let me handle this marketing stuff."
Finally.
So we can actually focus on like the parts of running our business that we enjoy.
Right, the reason we started the business in the first place, which
Exactly.
is usually not the marketing.
Sadly, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we are diving into AI and marketing automation for small businesses.
The dream. Seriously though, because we're looking at this blog post by Jeremy Gallimore.
Okay, yeah, I've seen his stuff. He's good.
Yeah, he really knows what he's talking about and like he really gets it.
Which is so important, you know, because
Yeah.
some of these like marketing gurus are so out of touch.
100%.
Like they've never even run a small business.
It's like they're speaking a different language.
Yes.
So Jeremy's post is called How to Automate Your Small Business Marketing Using AI.
Okay. Catchy title.
Right. Gets you hooked.
For sure.
So we're going to break it down, pull out the good stuff, the actionable takeaways,
Love it.
because ain't nobody got time for like reading a whole blog post these days.
Especially not small business owners.
Especially not us.
Right. We're busy.
So Jeremy, he starts off with something that I'm always like super passionate about.
Let me guess your website.
Ding, ding, ding.
I knew it.
You gotta have a good website.
It's like your storefront in the digital world.
That's a great way to put it.
If your website is a mess,
Yeah.
people are just gonna click away.
Oh, for sure.
It's like walking into a store that's a total disaster.
You're immediately like, I don't even want to be here. I'm
Exactly.
out of here.
Don't even want to look at the merchandise.
And Jeremy gets that. He totally emphasizes that strong online presence.
Like having a professional-looking website.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he's all about how it doesn't need to be this complicated
Oh,
thing.
thank goodness.
Right.
Because some people make it so
We know
complicated.
it can be really intimidating,
Yeah.
but he's a huge fan of Divi, which is a website builder that's supposed to be really user-friendly.
Dude, Divi.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. I think they're like drag and drop, right?
Yeah. Which
Eggs.
is perfect for people who aren't like coding wizards.
Totally, like me.
Me neither.
It's so much easier when you can just like visually see it all coming together.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Drag and drop, plop it in there.
It's like playing with Legos, but for your website.
I love that
All
analogy.
right.
Okay, so here's where it gets really juicy, especially for all my fellow marketers out there.
Hit me with it.
Landing pages.
Oh yeah, those are key.
Jeremy, he is like all about those high converting landing pages.
For good reason.
Yes, because when you think about it, they're like your secret weapon.
Okay. I'm
Yeah.
intrigued. Tell me more.
You get those people to your website, and then
You
what?
need to guide them towards actually buying something. That's
Exactly.
where the landing page comes in. It's like having this virtual salesperson who is working 24/7 to like turn those visitors into actual paying customers.
It's like the closer you've always wanted, but never had to hire.
Boom. All
Love it.
right, so moving on from websites, let's talk video for a sec.
Video is king, right?
Everybody keeps saying that, but it's true.
Yeah, you can't argue with the stats.
People just engage with video so much more these days.
Our attention spans are like non-existent.
So
It's got to
true.
be quick, it's got to be visual.
Exactly. And thankfully, Jeremy, he's got us covered with some awesome tools.
You better
He does.
play them on me.
InVideo and Hagen.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of NVIDIA.
Yeah, it's like having your own little video editing team just like in your back pocket. So
Nice.
it makes it way less intimidating to create those like really nice professional looking videos.
Yeah, because not all of us are like video editing whizzes.
Definitely not me.
Me neither.
But with these tools, it's like you don't even need to be.
That's the dream, right?
Totally, they have templates and everything. So even if you've never used video editing software before.
You can still create something that looks amazing.
Exactly.
So you're saying I can finally ditch my iPhone videos.
Goodbye, shaky footage.
Hello, professional branding.
Yes. And then there's HeyGen, which is like on a whole other level.
Okay, tell me more about this one.
Because I know this is something that a lot of small business owners struggle with. Like,
Being on camera.
yes,
Yeah.
the fear is
The
real.
struggle is so real.
I get it. Some of us are just not meant to be, you know, like,
The face of the brand.
yeah,
Even if we are the brand,
it's fine.
it's fine.
HeyGen has a solution.
Okay, I'm listening.
They do these AI-generated spokesperson videos.
Wait, so you're telling me
So you don't even have to be on camera.
I can have like a professional spokesperson
Yes.
and it's not actually me?
Without all the hassle.
Sign me up.
Right.
That is amazing.
It's kind of like mind-blowing, actually.
It really is, because there's something about seeing a face on screen, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, our brains are just hardwired to connect with that.
Exactly.
Even if it's not a real person.
It's like we automatically trust it more.
Yes.
And it just feels more personal.
Like you're actually having a conversation with someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what you want in marketing, right?
Totally. You want that human connection.
It's all about building those relationships.
Even if it's with an AI spokesperson.
Especially in the digital world.
Exactly, where everything can feel so impersonal.
Okay, so we've got websites covered.
Yes.
We've got video covered.
Check.
Now we need to talk about the actual content.
The meat and potatoes.
Right, because all of that is just like the delivery method.
The pretty packaging.
But the content itself, that's what really matters.
That's what they're going to stick around for.
Exactly. And as Jeremy points out, content is king, but creating it consistently.
It's the hard part.
It can be a royal pain.
You really can.
It's like a never-ending cycle of needing to come up with fresh ideas.
And then actually writing it all out.
And making sure it's good quality.
Because nobody wants to read boring content.
Nobody.
Or like irrelevant content.
That's got to be engaging, informative, on brand.
Then you got to keep pumping it out consistently.
Which takes time and effort.
Two things that small business owners are always short on.
It's like the ultimate catch-22.
You need great content to grow your business.
But you need time to create great content.
And you don't have time because you're busy running your business.
See, the struggle is real.
It never ends.
But don't worry, because Jeremy's got us covered.
You better.
He always comes through with the good stuff.
What's he got?
AI-powered solutions to combat that dreaded content creation bottleneck.
Music to my ears.
He introduces us to two tools, Jasper AI.
Okay, I've heard of Jasper.
And WriteSonic.
WriteSonic too.
Have you used either of those?
I've dabbled in Jasper.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's like having a robot assistant who can write for you.
Right, and not just like write, but write well.
That's the important part.
Yes, because these AI writing assistants are becoming really popular.
And for good reason.
They can be a game changer for small businesses.
Especially those of us who don't have like a huge marketing budget.
Or a dedicated content team.
Exactly.
So imagine this. It's like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. You're staring at your computer screen.
Dreading writing that blog post.
You've got a deadline looming. The words are just not coming.
Writer's block.
The worst.
Enter Jasper.
Our AI hero.
Yes, Jeremy describes it as your long-form writing buddy.
So it can handle like blog posts, articles, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Which is perfect, because those are usually the ones that take forever to write.
And suck the life out of you.
100%.
But the cool thing about these tools is they're not just like spitting out generic content.
They're actually pretty sophisticated. They can adapt their writing style to match your brand.
Which is super important.
It's all about creating content that truly resonates with your audience.
And sounds like you, right?
Yes.
Not like a robot wrote it.
Exactly. It's about making it sound human and authentic.
Because that's what people connect with.
Now, if you need something shorter and snappier.
Like for social media or something.
Exactly. Like social media posts, ad copy, even product descriptions.
Okay.
Jeremy suggests WriteSonic.
WriteSonic, got it.
It's like your go-to for that concise, attention-grabbing copy.
Like having a wordsmith on speed dial.
I love that.
So we've covered the written word.
We have.
What about audio?
Okay, so I will fully admit I am a podcast nerd.
Join the club.
But Jeremy reminds us that audio is like a secret weapon for your marketing in other ways too.
Really? Like,
so he recommends two tools, PlayHD.
PlayHD.
And 11 Labs.
I've heard of 11 Labs.
To transform your content with like realistic AI voiceovers.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because think about how much audio we consume every day.
It's true. Like podcasts, audiobooks, even just those little explainer videos on websites.
Yes. And even if it's AI generated, a human voice just adds this like warmth and connection.
It's true. I'd much rather listen to something than read it most of the time.
Me too.
It's just easier on the brain.
Especially these days.
When our attention spans are already fried.
Seriously.
So I'm curious, what's the difference between these two tools?
So PlayHD is really cool because it's like having a professional voice actor.
But without the price tag.
Exactly. It's super high quality and you can use it for all sorts of things.
Like what?
Videos, podcasts, presentations, you name it.
So it's pretty versatile.
Very versatile. Nice. And then 11 Labs.
That's the one I've heard more about.
Yeah.
What's so special about it?
They're known for creating those like really ear-catching audio ads.
The ones that actually make you stop scrolling.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, those are good.
They're really good.
Because usually I just tune out ads.
Same, but sometimes you just can't help but listen.
They just draw you in.
And that's what 11 Labs is really good at.
So basically, AI is making it possible for anyone to have professional sounding audio.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
It's like the playing field is being leveled.
Right, because you don't need a fancy recording studio anymore.
Or expensive equipment.
Or even like a good microphone.
Just your laptop and the power of AI.
Mmm.
Okay, so we've got websites, videos, content creation, audio.
I know, it's a lot.
My brain is full.
I'm feeling a little overwhelmed just thinking about it.
How are we supposed to keep track of all this?
That is a great question, because if you're anything like me, like, you need some serious organization.
Oh, I am all about organization.
Otherwise, it's just like chaos.
Complete and utter chaos.
Sticky notes everywhere.
Lost to-do lists.
Emails falling through the cracks.
The worst.
But luckily, Jeremy, he feels our pain.
He's like a mind reader.
He really is. And he introduces us to Notion.
Notion. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Have you used it?
I've been using it for a few months now, and it's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
Seriously.
It's like the ultimate digital command center for all your marketing efforts.
It's like having a personal assistant, project manager.
And a brainstorming buddy all rolled into one.
On one app. It's amazing.
Because it's so easy to feel scattered as a small business owner.
Oh my gosh, yes. A million tabs open.
A million different logins.
Spreadsheets galore.
But Notion brings everything together in one centralized location.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
It is.
So tell me more about like how you actually use it for marketing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you can put your marketing calendar in there.
Okay, makes sense.
Your content ideas.
So you don't lose them.
Never again.
Which I do all the time, by the way.
Oh, I know, me too.
Like that brilliant idea that you have in the shower and then it's just gone.
Poof, gone.
Gone.
Notion will capture it.
Notion to the rescue.
Yes. You can put your project timelines in there.
So you can stay on track?
You can even do team communication.
So everybody's on the same page.
No more like miscommunications or anything.
It's like a dream come true.
It is.
No more email chains.
No more like trying to remember what you talked about in a meeting.
It's all right there.
It's all organized. It's all beautiful.
I love a good organized system.
Me too.
It just makes everything so much easier.
It really does.
And less stressful.
100% less stressful.
Because who needs more stress in their life?
Not us.
Not us.
So yeah, Jeremy describes Notion as like the Swiss Army knife of organizational tools.
That's a good description.
And I couldn't agree more.
I'm sold.
Remember those days of like sticky notes everywhere?
Oh gosh, don't even remind me.
The lost emails, the missed deadlines.
It was a nightmare.
Notion says sayonara to all that.
Good riddance.
I used to be the queen of spreadsheets.
Me too. I lived and breathed spreadsheets.
But Notion has converted me.
I'm a believer.
It's like a whole new world of organization and productivity.
Sign me up.
It's amazing. Okay, so we've covered a bunch of like the visual stuff. With websites and videos.
The fun stuff.
Kinda, yeah. But now we gotta talk about like the backbone of it all.
The actual words.
Exactly, the content.
Because a pretty website with no good content is just a pretty face.
It's so true.
Nobody's gonna stick around for that.
And Jeremy, he's all about this. He's like, content is king. But then he's like, but creating it consistently.
Tell me about it.
It's like the worst.
It never ends.
I feel like every small business owner I know is just like constantly
stressed about content.
Yes.
What to post, when to post it.
And then like actually coming up with the ideas.
Yeah, and making it good.
Because it's not just about like throwing something up there.
It's got to be quality.
It's got to be engaging, informative.
On brand.
All of the things.
It's a lot.
It really is. And it takes time and effort, which are two things.
That we don't have.
Always in short supply.
Always.
But thankfully.
Jeremy to the rescue again.
He is. He always has some tricks up his sleeve.
Hit me with it.
He's got some AI-powered solutions to like combat this whole content creation struggle.
Yes, please.
So he introduces us to Jasper AI and Write Sonic.
Okay, I've heard of those.
Yeah. Have you used either?
I've played around with Jasper a little bit.
It's pretty amazing.
It's kind of scary how good it's getting.
It is like...
Sometimes it writes better than I do.
Right. It's like, whoa.
I'm slightly terrified for the future.
I know. It's like, are we all going to be out of a job soon?
Maybe.
But for now, we can use it to our advantage.
Exactly. Make it work for us.
So Jeremy, he describes Jasper as like your long-form writing buddy.
Just good for like blog posts, articles, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Like all those things that you need but take forever to write.
And usually by the end of it, you're just like...
dead inside.
Completely drained.
Yes. Jasper can help.
Jasper to the rescue.
So then Write Sonic is more for your shorter stuff.
Okay, got it.
Like your social media posts, ad copy, product descriptions.
Oh, snappy stuff.
Exactly. And what's cool about both of these tools is they're not just spitting out like generic content.
They're actually learning to write like you.
Right. They adapt to your brand's voice and tone.
Which is so important because people can tell when it's not authentic.
Totally. Yeah. It's all about creating content that like actually resonates with your audience.
And sounds like it came from you.
Not a robot.
Even though it kind of did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've talked about the written word a lot.
A lot of words.
But we can't forget about audio.
Oh, yeah. Audio is huge.
Especially these days.
Everyone's listening to podcasts.
I know. I'm obsessed.
Me too.
But Jeremy, he reminds us that audio can be really powerful for your marketing in other ways, too.
Really? Like how?
So he recommends two tools. PlayHT.
Okay.
And 11 Labs.
11 Labs, I've heard of that.
Yeah, they're both for creating realistic AI voiceovers.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Because think about how much audio we consume every day.
It's true. Like even just scrolling through social media.
So many videos with voiceovers.
And those explainer videos on websites.
Yes. And even if it's not a real person speaking.
Which most of the time it isn't anymore.
Right. Like our brains are still drawn to that human voice.
It just adds like a warmth and a connection.
It's true. It's like we automatically trust it more.
Totally. And it just makes the whole experience more enjoyable.
Exactly.
So tell me more about these tools. What's the difference?
So PlayHT is awesome because it's like having your own personal voice actor.
Fancy.
Right? But without the expensive hourly rate.
Thanks.
It's super high quality and you can use it for tons of stuff.
Like what kind of stuff?
Videos, podcasts, presentations, anything you can think of.
Okay, so it's pretty versatile.
Very versatile.
Nice.
And then 11 Labs, they're known for creating those like super catchy audio ads.
The ones that actually make you stop and listen.
Yes.
Because let's be honest, most ads, we just tune out.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But sometimes there's that one ad that just like grabs your attention.
It's like, what is this?
And you actually want to listen.
And that's what 11 Labs is really good at.
So basically, it's like AI for your ears.
Yes. And the best part is you don't need any fancy equipment.
No more recording booths in your closet.
Exactly.
That's the power of AI.
All right. So we've got websites, videos, content creation, audio.
My to-do list is getting really long.
Right. It's like, how are we supposed to manage all of this?
Seriously, my brain is exploding just thinking about it.
I feel you because if you're anything like me, like, organization is key.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Otherwise, it's just like chaos.
Complete chaos.
A million different logins.
Spreadsheets everywhere.
Sticky notes all over the place.
It's like a nightmare.
Yeah, worst.
But don't worry, Jeremy's got us covered.
He always does.
He's like our AI marketing guru.
Minus the out-of-touch advice.
Exactly.
So what's the solution to this organizational nightmare?
Notion.
Okay, I've heard of that. Have you used it?
I've been using it for a few months now, and it's honestly changed my life.
It's a game changer.
It really is.
Jeremy describes it as the Swiss Army knife of organizational tools.
Love that.
It's like having a personal assistant, a project manager, and a brainstorming buddy all rolled into one.
All in one app.
It's amazing.
So basically, it keeps everything organized.
Everything.
No more scattered notes and to-do lists.
Gone.
Music to my ears.
So you can put your marketing calendar in there,
yeah.
Your content ideas, all your project timelines.
So you can actually stay on schedule.
Exactly. And you can even use it for team communication.
So everyone's on the same page.
No more miscommunication.
Or those endless email chains.
Goodbye, email chains.
Hello, productivity.
Yes.
This is amazing. I'm sold.
Right. It's incredible.
I used to be a slave to my spreadsheets.
Me too. I lived and breathed by my spreadsheets.
But Notion is like next level.
Next level organization.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
It really is. It is pretty amazing. Like we just threw a lot of information at you about websites and content and AI voiceovers.
It's like a marketing buffet out here.
Right.
All you can eat.
So many options. So many tools.
It's exciting, but it can also be a little overwhelming.
Totally. Like, where do you even start?
Right.
Especially if you're like new to this whole AI marketing world.
Oh, it's a lot to take in.
It is. So for our listener who's like raring to go.
Ready to dive in.
Yes. But maybe feeling a little stuck. Like, what would you say is the most important thing to remember from all of this?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's a big question.
It is a big question.
So many two takeaways.
There are a lot of good takeaways.
But if you had to pick one.
One thing.
Yes, one.
Okay, I would say don't try to do everything at once.
Oh, that's good advice.
Right. Like, pick one thing.
One tool, one strategy.
Exactly.
And just like focus on that.
Master it.
Yes.
Make it your own.
Integrate it into your workflow.
And then once you've got that down,
then you can like add another tool or another strategy.
Exactly. It's like building your own little marketing toolkit.
I love that.
Piece by piece.
And the cool thing is like AI is constantly evolving.
Oh, yeah.
So there are always new tools and updates coming out.
It's like the Wild West out there.
It really is, but in a good way.
In a good way.
Because it means there's always something new to learn and experiment with.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe you'll even come up with your own AI marketing solution.
Right. Like the possibilities are endless.
Truly endless.
So Jeremy said something in his blog post that I really liked.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
He said, don't be afraid to get your hands dirty and play around with different AI tools.
I like that.
Right. Like, you might be surprised at what you can achieve.
Totally. Sometimes the best way to learn is just to dive in and start experimenting.
100%. Like, you don't have to be an expert.
Just be curious.
We open to trying new things.
And don't be afraid to break stuff.
Within reason.
But of course.
We don't want anyone crashing their website.
No website crashing allowed.
All right. Well, on that note.
That's a wrap.
We've reached the end of our AI marketing automation deep dive.
That was fun.
It was fun. We covered a lot of ground.
We did. Our brains are full.
Full of AI and marketing goodness.
I'm ready to go automate all my tasks now.
Me too.
See ya, spreadsheets.
Goodbye forever.
Okay. Maybe not forever.
They might still be lurking in the background somewhere.
Just in case.
But for now, we're all about AI.
AI all the way.
All right. Well, a huge thank you to Jeremy Gallimore for writing that awesome blog post.
He's the best.
He really is. And of course, a huge thank you to our amazing listeners.
We appreciate you.
We love having you along for these deep dives.
It's a journey.
It is. And we're so glad you're here with us.
Until next time.
Stay curious, my friends.